film study time on Vikings game plan with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network and for the Green Bay Packers. Since they played the Minnesota Vikings, the A topic has been the quarterback spot. They've had a handful of games from Brett Hundley and recently a game from Aaron Rodgers. Vikings game plan is going to show you via film the difference between Brett Hundley and Aaron Rodgers.
Peter? Yeah, absolutely. Now, the first play we're going to see, just some comparisons between Hundley and Rodgers on some simple, basic, really throws. And this is as simple as it gets. You've got Jordy Nelson on the outside running an in, and then you've got an out. It's a simple pass combination that you see.
So what's worse,
all
these,
over.
These uniforms or the play we're about to see?
They're both pretty bad. But you see, one thing you see in common, though, is you get some pressure in Hundley's face. In this case, he gets hit as he releases the football. And again, it's just to try to get in a pass to Jordy Nelson. Everybody's wondering what happened to Jordy Nelson. Where did he go to? Well, he's still trying to get him the football, but it's overthrown. Safety's able to pick it off from Baltimore. So, conversely, you take an opportunity in Carolina with a pretty similar route with Aaron Rodgers. You see what Carolina does. They bring a lot of guys to the front. They get a good pressure, decent pocket. And he's able to deliver this.
Yeah.
You have a little hook here with a dig in behind it, and he's able to get that thing to Jordy right down the field.
And you just see how much more composed Aaron is in the pocket. I mean, he might be the best overall in the game compared to Hundley, who's a little jittery.
Exactly right. And we'll see these themes, okay? Another blitz by Pittsburgh, okay? They're bringing the safety up. They blitz the nickel defender. He has somebody in his face right here. He's going to try to get to this back shoulder throw, which is there. Right there, he's open right at the end, but he's you know, never in the history of football has a pass been completed that was thrown out of bounds.
Fair point.
way too high and too far.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go back to Carolina with, again, similar style. Rodgers in the back, you got a blitz. They see this press coverage up on top, so he wants to throw that back shoulder fade to Jordy Nelson.
Great pass,
right on the money. He throws it right only where he can catch it, right? The defender doesn't have a chance. And inbounds. So just another fantastic throw. That is such a difference between the two. You cannot, again, overstate the importance of a quarterback and what they can do. Hundley, again, under pressure. This is him on the move, okay? Yeah. He's able to move, duck the blitz, duck the free rusher. Bad throw. Steps his foot, throws it up, doesn't step into the throw, just kind of lofts it out there. So this is a poor decision that Hundley's making under duress. So another interception by Baltimore. So keys to, if you get Hundley in there, is you got to get him under pressure. You got to make him feel uncomfortable, and he's going to throw you the football. We've seen this, I don't know how many times out of Rodgers, right? He gets the top of his drop. He sees a blitzer coming in. They're unable to pick up this little cross stunt up front. He sees a Carolina defender in his face. He's on the run. And look at that, 20 yards, right on target, right on time. Even gives the receiver a chance to make a move, even though it's a little bit late.
Yep.
So Rodgers able to make that throw. He comes right down and congratulates, you know, his receiver. So those throws that Hundley's not able to make, Rodgers is able to make. The other guy that we want to talk about too is this guy here, Morgan Burnett.
Yeah.
It's amazing how Green Bay has morphed him into a linebacker, safety, nickel defender. He's all over the place. He's probably their best defender in the back end.
And when the Vikings beat Green Bay at US Bank Stadium, he didn't play.
No, he didn't. So this is going to be a big ad for this Green Bay defense. Now, this is sort of a similar blitz to what we've seen a lot out of Carolina, where they're sending the nickel defender off. They have the safety deep. He comes down in coverage. Morgan Burnett off the edge delivers a great blow to the Bears quarterback, and the pass has ended up being broken up down the field. So Burnett is able to blitz. That's one of the things, like when you talk about Harrison Smith and his versatility, is he's able to blitz, he's able to cover. In this case, you've got Burnett sitting right here, really where a linebacker would normally line up against Seattle, against one of their best tight ends or their best pass-catching tight ends.
Yeah.
Third down type situation, right at the sticks. Burnett's smart. He settles in. He's able to jump in and bat the ball down. So Burnett is definitely one of the strengths of this defense. Another situation, now you have Julio Jones in the slot. So Julio Jones, whenever he gets moved into the formation, he's going to be one of the main targets where they decide to put Burnett against him. So you're seeing top receivers from a number of different teams.
So he's in a linebacker spot now.
Exactly, right? He's in a linebacker. And he has a tough job here because this is too deep. So you have two safeties on the numbers or wider. This whole middle of the field is wide open. In fact, he's one-on-one with one of, if not the best receivers in the league. Abel, again, Jones tries to run that stab route at him, get him to settle, comes back. Morgan Burnett able to get in there and make the play. So one last a view of the things that he can do is they've been asking him to be in run support as well. So we talk about the linebacker role. Here he is coming from the safety position. He sees the motion by the receiver. He's going to bring himself down into the box.
Yeah.
And he's able to sit there, be patient like a linebacker, wait for Le'Veon Bell to make his move, decide if he wants to go this way, then he'll fold back underneath. But he's just patient, just hangs in there. He's able to step up and then make a tackle. There aren't many guys that are defensive backs that play safety, that play nickel, that play the deep half that are able to do those kinds of things. So Morgan Burnett's going to be huge for them. Talk about changes between the first time we played him and this time we played him. Burnett being on the field is going to be a big add for their defense. As far as the quarterback situation goes, I mean, you can't compare Hundley to Rodgers. Rodgers is just a much better quarterback. Bottom line, though, is you got to get pressure on Bolt. Threw a few interceptions under duress, didn't set his feet, underthrew some plays. I think the formula is pretty simple.